Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Adrian Leach.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. I'll take it from here. Hi, Adrian.
All right. Thank you. You guys both have a great rest of your day. Have it and a happy holiday season. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. So, again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were, okay, I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know if the meningioma was of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Brain, okay. And when were you diagnosed? What year?
November 2021.
Was it November 2021?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
I don't know. Okay.
No worries. And then next year, the Depo information, did you consume or use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
It was the shot.
A shot? Okay. It was the name brand, though, Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Then, within the 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
It was, yeah, every 3 months. Yep.
Okay. And then, do you know what year, and this is best to your knowledge, what year you first started taking it?
Um, 2015.
Do you know what year you roughly stopped?
Twenty twenty.
Okay, and then next year, the injured party information. So again, you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm sorry, can I confirm?
Your gender for me?
Female.
No, okay, thank you. And then is the spelling of your first name, excuse me, D-E-D-R-I-O-N-N-E?
Yes.
And then last name, L-E-A-C-H?
Yes.
Okay, and then the email we have here is firstnamelastname@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then your is the 319-550-8715 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
1423 Pierce Street.
Tears?
Yes, P-I-E-R-C-E, and then I'm on the lower level, and the city and state is Lynchburg, Virginia, and the zip code is 24501.
Okay, and is there a unit number or something like that?
Just lower.
Oh, okay, it's just lower?
Yes, it's the duplex.
Okay. So it'll be written out 1423 Pierce Street, Lower, Lynchburg, Virginia, yes. 24501?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me. Okay, and then next here, the medical information. Was the depot administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
By a doctor.
Doctor, okay. And then how many times were you injected with the product? Do you know how many times per year you were getting it done?
I got it every 3 months, so 4 times a year, and I did it
for five years.
Yeah.
So 4 times 5 would be the 20.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, do you know the doctor you were having the shots administered? What doctor that was, or facility?
Dr. Pennington.
Pennington?
Yeah.
Okay, at what hospital?
That was at Centra.
Centra?
Lynchburg General.
In Lynchburg?
Yes.
Okay. Was his first name David?
Yes.
Okay. Was it on Oak Street? Do you know?
Yes.
That's what it was. Okay. Sorry, bear with me. Okay, and then next here, diagnosing, what was the, like, how were you diagnosed? Did you have a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And then do you know the diagnosing doctor's name? Or the facility, at least?
Dr. Baum.
Dr. Baum, like B-O-M-B?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
okay. And then what hospital?
It was at the same hospital.
It was at the Centra?
Lynchburg General.
Oh, Lynchburg General. On Tate Springs Road?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have treatments done at that same location?
At Lynchburg General, yes.
Okay. Sorry, bear with me. Did you have treatments done at the same location? I'm sorry.
Yes.
You did. Okay. And then was there a prior cancer diagnosis for you?
Was there a prior what?
Cancer diagnosis for you? Have you had cancer?
No other cancer.
No. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I ended up having to have surgery on my brain. There was radiation therapy. That damn radiation left these dark spots all over my body. And then I had to stay in the hospital a few extra days. Just for observation.
Okay. And then, so you were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what year you were hospitalized? Was it in November of 21 as well?
It was
or 22.
No, it was December of 21.
December of 21. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, bear with me. Prescribing doctor, I already got. One moment. And then what pharmacy did you use?
Hill City.
Hill City?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that in Lynchburg?
Yes.
Is it on 5th Street?
12th and 5th, yes.
And then, bear with me. There would be a medical record for you, correct? At least with a doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And if they will request him, but if they needed you to provide them, are you able to send it electronically or via mail?
Yes.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens. Just ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
No.
No? Okay, no worries. And then, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
That's fine.
Okay. Oh, and I do apologize for the medical record release forms. What's your date of birth?
January 4th, 1989.
So 1-4-1989?
Yes.
Okay. And then your social?
3-4-9-8-2-4-9-5-8.
And again, it was 349-6249-58.
Oh,
349-8249-58. Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that? It cut out a little bit.
349-8249-58.
So 349-8249-58.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. And then bear with me here. So what I'm going to do is just put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay. Oh,
and I'm so sorry. There was one question I missed. Injured party marital status. What's your current marital status?
Single.
Single. Okay. I think we'll be good. Okay. Bear with me here. I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. One moment.